The drive home belongs to the great one. Mark Levin, today at 3 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Welcome back. John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. All right, I don't know if you... I want to pair these two stories together because they really give us an idea of what is going wrong in America in 2014. First of all, the Pierce County Council is considering whether they should display the words "In God We Trust" in its council chambers. It's on hundreds of city and county council chambers throughout the country. It's on all American currency, dollars and coins that I'm aware of, and in many other places. Well, Jim McCune, former legislator and now Pierce County councilman, would like it displayed in chambers. And so he's floated a resolution. It's going to be considered today. And a couple of the more liberal members of the council, Rick Talbert, a Democrat, and Connie Ladenburg, wife of John Ladenburg, both Tacoma Democrats, both left of center, say no, they're opposing it. They say it could open the door for controversy. So really? Gee, I wonder, it could open the door for controversy? Did Connie Ladenburg and Rick Talbert oppose Obamacare because it could open the door for controversy? My guess is probably not. Anyway, put that aside. Connie Ladenburg said it would be limited to a Christian God, which excludes other deities. But the minute that I read that, I went, whoa, wait a minute, Connie. It doesn't say in Jesus we trust. It says in God we trust. And so what is the problem? I mean, if Harry Truman had suggested doing this, the response would have been, well, of course, yes. If John F. Kennedy had suggested doing this, the answer would have been, well, yes, of course. But when it's suggested in 2014, you have two Democrats stepping, I don't know about that. And then if you read the comment thread on the story, particularly in the Seattle Times, there's all of these, you know, quote, I don't support Islamic governments and I don't support Christian governments, close quote. Really? Is writing the word "In God We Trust," does that now mean we are a Christian government? It just shows the animosity and the kind of innate hostility toward religion in general, Christianity in particular, that the political left has toward the whole Judeo-Christian tradition, which, you know, kind of explains some of the animosity toward Israel. Why would liberals who supposedly believe in human rights and voting rights and women's rights and children's rights, why would they be tilting toward Hamas, a militant jihadist Islamic entity, basically the Muslim Brotherhood of Gaza, over the sole democracy within the Middle East, where Arabs, quite frankly, have more human rights in Israel than they do in most Arab countries? Why would American liberals be tilting toward Hamas? And, you know, it's because of the innate discomfort and dislike that the political left in this country has toward Judeo-Christian principles. They really, they would even tilt toward something that is, by its very nature, illiberal. Kind of taking the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And they see Israel as the greater threat than Hamas. But again, that's just another snapshot into how the mindset of the political left is in this country. I'm not talking about standard issue Democrats. I'm talking about the political left. So we'll see what the result is from Jim McCune's, what I thought would be low-key non-controversial, ought to be low-key non-controversial. Why don't we put In God We Trust? You know, it's something that we see a lot in this country. You just make it part of what we have on the Pierce County Council chambers. You know, it's not all about us. He's not showing preference to a denomination, just to the fact that this is a nation that was founded on belief in God. That's why we instituted constitutional government, to protect God-given liberty. So let's move from that story to this one. And I tweeted the story out earlier, and this is just infuriating. Dateline, Carthage, Missouri. The local vacation Bible school. You know how churches have, you know, they set aside a week or two for kids to go to day camp. Vacation Bible school. It's an American tradition. Been going on for generations. You probably went to vacation Bible school at least once when you were a kid. So the local vacation Bible school at Carthage, Missouri, at Bible Baptist Church, asked various rescue squads to come and visit, spend a day or an hour talking to their kids. For instance, on Monday, they asked paramedics to come visit. And paramedics came and talked to the kids at Vacation Bible School at Carthage, Missouri, and say, well, here's what we do, and here's when we put the siren on, and you know, here's what happens most of the time when we stop by. Then on Tuesday, they had the fire department show up, and the boys and girls were taught what to do if your clothes catch fire. You know, you stop, you drop, and roll. And the day after that, they had the county sheriff come by with the canine unit. And on Thursday, they were going to honor the National Guard. Quote, we were going to thank the National Guard for protecting our religious liberty, said the local pastor, Kent Hogan. He said, you know, that was to show our kids what the military does. They're... invitation was rejected because, I kid you not, the National Guard of Missouri did not want to offend anyone who may have seen the National Guard vehicle on church property and thought that it was an inappropriate mixture of church and state. Quote, they said that if the National Guard had assets on church property, it would look like the National Guard is sponsoring the Baptist religion. They told me that federal policy prohibits them from doing anything with a specific church. The guys on the state level did everything they could to participate. I have great respect for our Missouri National Guard, but we're dealing with an overburdensome federal regulation. The National Guard isn't talking, but FoxNews.com got a copy of the Army regulation, which I think has room for interpretation. It says Army participation must not selectively benefit any person, group, or corporation, religion, sect, religious, or sectarian group. Well, that would, you could construe that to mean the Army shouldn't send anyone to talk to a Rotary Club, because that's a group. And they weren't asking to sponsor the church. They weren't asking them to participate in a worship service. They were asking them to come and talk to the kids at Vacation Bible School about what the military does. So this has got people furious. Quote, the guard said they didn't want to offend anybody. Well, it's offended our whole church. Close quote. Well, it's not just the church. It is, well, it was the community, and now it's a whole lot of people beyond, since the story is going national. Several guardsmen say they are disgusted by what happened. They would not leave their names for the record. But get this. The military signaled the, gave a green light for the military to participate in Washington, D.C.'s Gay Pride Parade. Again, the DOD, Department of Defense, gave permission for a military color guard to march in Washington, D.C.'s Gay Pride Parade. And yet they won't allow a National Guard unit to spend an hour talking to children at Vacation Bible School about what the military does. You don't think that priorities and values are seriously distorted in this country in 2014? You don't think there's a war on religion going on in this country, both in terms of what laws are passed and how laws are interpreted by the executive branch of government, and how rules and regulations are used, that in Obama's America in 2014, the military can march in a gay pride parade, but the military can't speak to 11-year-old children at Vacation Bible School in Carthage, Missouri? This is beyond disgraceful. This is seriously disturbing. This is sick stuff. This is going on in this country. This is what we have to rescue our country from. This is how federal bureaucrats will interpret law, will pass regulations. You could bet Congress didn't do it. This is a rule that was imposed by civilian bureaucrats in the Pentagon. You don't think they have liberal bureaucrats in the Pentagon? Are you kidding me? The Pentagon has classified the Fort Hood shooter. The Fort Hood shooting incident, where dozens were shot, killed, and wounded, as not a terrorist attack by Malik Hassan, an army captain, but as an incident of workplace violence. In other words, oh, some guy just went nuts and went postal. But they don't see it as... You don't think there are liberal activists within the Department of Defense? I guarantee you, this is, if you have this kind of thing happening in DOD, imagine the rest of government. To the phones we go. David calling from Totem Lake. Hello, how are you, David?
Good morning, John. I just want to thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
The comment I have is in the God We Trust thing up in Tacoma and what you've been commenting about. And I think what it boils down to is an authority issue. I think on the left, there's no higher authority than them. And, you know, I don't look at things that way. But anyway, that's my only comment. So
just, you know what? You made a very that's a very interesting observation you just made. Because I remember an article in the Seattle Times after Obama won in 2008 about how many liberals were beginning to think it might be okay to fly the American flag now. That, in fact, I know a guy, a Microsoft, bajillionaire, who stopped flying his flag because he was angry at the Iraq War, and after Obama was elected, decided to fly his flag again. And this article in the Seattle Times said, you know, that many Democrats were now thinking of flying the American flag. In other words, okay, we're in power now. It's okay to love the country. Okay, America's a good country again because we're running it. Our people are there. And, you know, my take on that is, you know, don't bother flying the flag because you don't even know what it means. Okay, the American flag isn't about what party's in government. The American flag is there to symbolize your ability to vote, your ability to lead and run your own life, your ability to be free, to make millions at Microsoft, your ability, your opportunity to make your own way and to have your freedom protected. That's what the flag stands for. It doesn't stand for a political party or a political movement. But again, if you believe that government is the highest power, then, well, of course, politics is life and death. I mean, that's all there is.